where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Three people are facing drug-related charges after police executed search warrants on Cameron Street in Corunna and Ryan Street in Sarnia. They were carried out on Friday, February 9th. The OPP say quantities of suspected fentanyl and cocaine were found, along with other drug trafficking paraphernalia and cash, with an estimated value of over $21,800. The suspects were released and are set to appear in Sarnia Court at a later date. The Sarnia Community Foundation and the founder of a local initiative have partnered together to launch the Project Mental Wellness Fund. Foundation Executive Director Mike Barron says the goal is to further support mental health programs and eliminate the stigma, particularly around suicide.
You're not always aware when somebody's going to take their life, so it's being able to provide education so that people can maybe notice red flags or that, and being able to offer support.
Leanne Ferris says along with initiatives, they'd like to support education, especially in the workplace.
I feel like that mental health awareness piece needs to be looked at exactly the same way as they would first aid or any other health and safety feature that's offered or program that's offered within the workplace.
Farah has been an advocate for mental health since the loss of her husband in March 2022. She later started the local initiative Project Mental Wellness. A controversial law that limited raises for public service workers like nurses and teachers has been deemed unconstitutional. The Ontario Court of Appeal found in favor of the workers in a 2-1 decision. The PC party enacted the law known as Bill 124 in 2019 as a way to help the government eliminate a deficit. It capped salary increases for public sector workers to 1% per year for 3 years. Auditor General Karen Hogan is slamming the controversial ArriveCan app, which she says cost about $59.5 million. She made the statement saying the federal government failed to properly manage the costly development of the ArriveCan app. She says Ottawa disregarded its own policies and drove up the cost of the project by relying on external contractors. A 34-year-old Tillsonburg man has been charged with impaired driving after nearly crashing his vehicle into a police cruiser. It happened in Almer just after midnight. Police say he blew 4 times the legal limit. The man's been released from custody with a future court date. His vehicle was temporarily impounded and his license suspended. And a local woman is going to share her story of overcoming addiction and homelessness at an upcoming presentation. Jessica Plain is part of the Famous 5 speaker series. She says her family has played a key role in helping her juggle motherhood and going to school.
I have my daughter who is 18 who helps out a lot, and my family is pretty supportive of everything I'm doing, so they all pitch in.
Plain says she wants to help anyone who is in a similar situation to hers. The event is being held February 15th from 11 until 1 at the Four Point Sheridan. Tickets for the event are $45. You can go to sarnianewstoday.ca for more info. A few clouds in the forecast, low minus 6, the wind chill reaching minus 11. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, a 60% chance of flurries late in the morning and in the afternoon, high 1, and a mix of sun and cloud Wednesday, a 30% chance of flurries, high 1 degree.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.